Pelosi, some faith-oriented colleagues say they don't believe in science. By Hannah Blow on December 21, 2020. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, spoke from the House floor Monday and criticized some of her opponents, whom she accused of using their faith to oppose science. "We couldn't cast legislation until now because the administration simply did not believe in testing, tracing, treatment, wearing masks, sanitization, separation, and the rest," Pelosi said Monday following the news of lawmakers striking a $900 billion coronavirus relief bill. "Scientific approach. It's become clear to us now that they believed in herd immunity," she said, adding that such quackery was springing right from the Oval Office and not denied sufficiently by the CDC and the rest. "So now we have a vaccine, and that gives us hope," Pelosi continued, describing it as a vaccine that springs from science before quoting some of her faith-based colleagues. "People say around here sometimes, I'm faith-oriented so I don't believe in science. And I say, well, you can do both. Science is an answer to our prayers and our prayers have been answered with a vaccine," she continued. "And with this legislation, we have provision for it to be developed, purchased, and distributed in a way, again, that is fair and equitable and free," the 80-year-old Democrat added. Pelosi's remark is familiar as Democrats often accuse their Republican colleagues of denying science for questioning their narratives on a host of issues, such as climate change and the efficacy of mask mandates. Pelosi has used her own Catholic faith as a defense in the past, snapping at reporters last year after being asked if she hates President Donald Trump. "As a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me. I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is a heart full of love and always pray for the president," Pelosi snapped. Pelosi's remarks followed the news of lawmakers striking a $900 billion coronavirus relief bill, which reportedly includes $600 relief checks. The speaker is among lawmakers who have received the vaccine as essential frontline workers and other vulnerable populations, such as those in nursing homes, wait for their chance.